We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
There's a conference coming up August 25th to the 27th. And on that Saturday, it is open to the public, and they're going to be talking about a lot of these different issues, right? Medicine, COVID, long-haul COVID, all of that. And they're also going to be focusing on what's happening with our children. And I want to introduce Dr. Renata Moon right now, who is a pediatric hospitalist, and it's great to have her on this morning with us. Dr. Moon, welcome in.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, great to have you. Tell me a little bit about what you're going to be discussing at this conference.
Well, the conference is aimed at exploring what is happening in terms of medical freedom across our country. So we'll be looking at adult issues, pediatric issues, and things happening within the military.
Wow. Yeah, and when it comes to our children these days, as a pediatrician, what kind of concerns are you hearing from parents?
We have so many parents coming into the office that are very concerned about the safety of the COVID-19 injections. And unfortunately, many of my colleagues have been silenced and we've been threatened, honestly, for even having those discussions. And so one big part of what we want to discuss that weekend is our medical freedom, our ability to have a conversation and, you know, to logically discuss what's happening and understand why this is happening.
Yeah. Dr. Moon, this is Robin. Let me ask you a quick question. Are you of the belief that most of these children have natural immunity because they've been exposed already and that the shot is really unnecessary? What are your thoughts?
I like to follow the science, I think, like most of my colleagues do, and the science is showing us that over 75% of kids have already had this infection. We also know that the vast majority of kids are absolutely fine to catch this infection. As you know, it's a terrible infection for some adults. No one is discounting that. But thankfully, our kids have been spared. And so your otherwise healthy child has, you know, essentially a 0% chance of having a terrible outcome from this illness. And so
why do we
really be careful?
Why are we so afraid in this country to use the two words natural immunity?
That's a great question, right? So why is that? We use that term for pretty much every infection out there. And with it's been banned in a way, right? We've lost our freedom of speech and our ability to have a discussion.
Yeah, very much so. And, you know, these are I'm sure there are parents who are only getting one side of this, right, from their pediatricians. I don't know about your practice. I know that in the greater St. Louis area, a lot of doctor's offices are tied to one of the big medical facilities here, either Barnes Jewish or maybe SSM. Their method of treating this and their advice on it is coming from the top of those organizations. Many of them don't have a voice to, or they're not willing to fight back against that. Am I correct about that?
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, as a community of physicians, we all became employed by big healthcare networks and big entities. And so we do have, you know, we have a conflict of interest with, it used to be taking care of the patient just in front of you and making sure that you provided the best possible care for that patient. And now, unfortunately, you have your employer sort of, you know, in the room with you and these regulatory agencies in the room with you, giving you pressure and putting pressure on you to say some things that may or may not make sense for that individual patient. So we really need to all come to the table and have a dialogue about our our medical freedom back. And what does that mean? You know,
yeah.
So I'd love to invite other physicians in the area to please come join us. You know, we would love to hear from those with differing opinions. This is not about all having one thought and one idea. This is about bringing back that idea to medicine, which is that we all need to have a dialogue, and it's time to stop, you know, banning and censoring people with differing opinions.
That's a great point. Dr. Renata Moon, our guest, a pediatric hospitalist, and she's going to be attending and speaking at the Gateway to Medical Freedom Conference. It's coming up the 25th to the 27th here in St. Louis. They're going to have leaders from around the country talking about these different issues around the country. It's going to be open to the public. Now, I think on Thursday it's going to focus on the speakers and the professionals. On Friday, it's going to be open to the public, where you can go and hear a lot of these conversations that, you know, I don't want to put words in your mouth here, Dr. Moon, but I remember seeing the physicians standing in front of the Supreme Court holding a news conference, and they were run through the mud by the mainstream media in this country when they started talking about alternative treatments for COVID, the frontline doctors. Is that pressure still the same today as it was then, if you speak out?
Yes, absolutely. We have thousands upon thousands of colleagues that are joining us. And, you know, every one of us worked very hard for our medical degrees. The last thing we want to do is to just throw that away. And so for us to all be speaking out like this, it's because we know that what is happening is very wrong. We have lost our academic and, we've lost freedom all around, right? We all see that in our world. We're not able to speak. And that's true in the medical world as well. These physicians are risking our careers and our licenses by speaking out. And by having a dialogue, looking at the science, looking at the evidence, looking at what makes sense. And we're doing that because it's the right thing to do. And, I am really proud of my colleagues for doing this. And I would hope that the public would come out and listen and take part in that dialogue.
Doctor, let me ask you this. Have you seen vax-injured children in your practice?
I have friends with and direct knowledge of vaccine injured children. Yes. With inflammation to the heart, with myocarditis, I'm seeing it in numbers that I shouldn't be seeing. I can tell you that I have practiced for over 20 years. I've been around when other vaccines were pulled from the market with much fewer safety signals alarming than what we've seen with this current injection. And yes, our safety signals are alarming like crazy. We've been told to be quiet, told not to talk about it. And, you know, frankly, your physicians have been silenced and threatened. And that is just, it's not right. It's not American, and it's absolutely not in the best interest of our nation's children. So it's time to have a conversation.
Well said. Dr. Renata Absolutely. Moon, thank you so much for giving us some time this morning, and thanks for taking part in this important conference.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You bet. We'll talk again, I hope. And again, that conference is coming up the 25th to the 27th. You can get more details online. Just go to gatewaytofreedom.online. That's gateway, the numeral 2, freedom.online. And we'll put this up on the website as well. You can click on getting tickets up there. It's going to be over at the Gateway Conference Center in Collinsville, Illinois.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.